What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World. Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and I'm sorry I'm feeling a little under the weather today, but I'm going to do my best to give you a great story. So let's listen to Jacob's question.
Hello. My name is Jacob, and my favorite thing is baseball. And my biggest question is, what if cars should fly?
Jacob, he likes baseball. He wants to know, what if cars could fly?
Hey, Jacob. Baseball is my favorite sport, too. I mean, I love them all, but I just played baseball when I was a kid, and it's always had a special place in my heart. And what if cars could fly, huh? Well, let's find out. Once upon a time, there was a little car. It wasn't the kind of car that many people had or liked. It was called a Pinto, and it was an old car, the color green that you wouldn't really pick out for yourself, but if it was the only color car left, I guess you'd buy it. Now, after years and years of driving around, this Pinto got run down. And its owner, Papa Lou, decided to trade it in.
Well, I'm all done with this car. Let me get one of those nice sports cars, huh? You know, one of the ones you can go with a vroom vroom with them and drive around real fast and your hair goes crazy. Oh, it sounds like so much fun.
So Papa Lou traded in his old car for a very expensive convertible sports car. And he drove off with the top down.
Wee! Bye, old Pinto. Smell you later.
Now, the car might have been old and might have even had a lot of miles on it, but it still felt like it had a lot of miles left to go. Unfortunately, nobody else at the dealership felt that way. Months and months went by and nobody bought that old car. So the dealership sent it to Jalapo's workshop, where an old man named Jalapo would take apart old cars and use their parts for other cars.
Oh, now let me see this old Pinto. Still in a very good shape. Let's see those miles. Well, that's a lot of miles, but you still got a lot of miles left in you, huh?
No one had ever talked to the car this way. It didn't really know how to respond. It tried its hardest, but all it could do was pop its hood.
Oh, that must be a yes. Now let's see what else you can do.
Jalapo climbed in the old car, took it around for a spin. It handled really well. So he took it on the highway to see if it could even drive fast. Boy, could that car move. It was little, but it was speedy. The highway ran pretty close by What Sox Stadium, an old ballpark where a baseball game was being played. As they passed by the stadium, they heard a crack, and
hey, what's that sound, old car?
Suddenly, crash! A baseball came right through the windshield.
Oh, boy!
It bounced around inside the car and got wedged
underneath the brake. Uh-oh, we can't slow down.
Jalapo maneuvered the car as well as he could, and the car itself tried really hard to stay safe, too. But traffic was getting worse up ahead. They were gonna crash! The old car thought really hard, kinda like it had when it popped the hood. And suddenly, its doors all flew open. and then closed, and then open and closed, and open and closed faster and faster and faster until they were flapping like wings, and just as it was about to hit the car in front of it, whew, that old Pinto was airborne.
Look at you! I found a flying car!
It flew just long enough for Jalopo to reach under and pull out that baseball. Then it came crashing down back onto the road, and Jalopo hit the brakes.
Whoa! That was a closer one.
They drove home, and Jalopo set to fixing up this old car that had saved his life. Before long, it was looking good as new. Thank you, Papa, said the car.
Oh, that's okay. Just call me Jalopo. Did you just talk?
The car's rear view mirror bent up and down a few times. Like a nod. I've been listening to you this whole time. And, well, I guess I sort of learned.
My goodness. Am I gonna call you Pintopio?
Jalopo drove Pintopio all over New What City. But it seemed like whenever he wasn't trying to get somewhere in particular, he ended up right outside Wutsock Stadium again.
Hey, Pintopio, why are we back here?
I don't know. If not for that baseball, I would have never learned to fly. And, well, you would have never fixed me up like this.
Hey, what do you say we go see a game?
Yeah, that sounds great. The security guard at this gate of Wutsock Stadium was a tall lady giraffe. She craned her neck low to take a good look at Jalopo and Pintopio. I'm sorry, boys, but I just can't let you two in.
Hey, I bought 2 tickets.
I know. But there's no cars in baseball.
No cars in baseball?
That's right. No cars on the field. No cars in the crowd. It's how it's always been. Does that have to be how it is today? Sorry, little car. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. Come back when you're not a car, maybe. Jalopo shook his head, turned Pintopio around, and drove away.
Maybe I can fly long enough just to take a peek?
No, Pintopio. You've never flown so high before. If you fall from that height, all the way above the baseball stadium, we both are gonna get really hurt.
Papa, I just want to see one game.
Jalopo raised an eyebrow.
I think I got an idea.
He turned the car toward a nearby park and found a few kids playing a little league game on a tiny baseball diamond. Papaloo was there, watching Zach and ZZ play a baseball game.
All right, ZZ, knock one out of the park for old Papaloo there.
ZZ hit the baseball, crack, and started running the bases. Pintopio was so excited. It opened and closed its car doors, opened and closed them again and again, like clapping.
I run, a little ZZ,
shouted Jalopo, caught up in the excitement.
Yeah! Beep, 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 beep! Go ZZ!
Cheered Pintopio. The little car suddenly found that everybody was looking at it. Everybody except ZZ, who finished running the bases.
Oh, hey there, little car. I don't mean to be rude, but there's no cars in baseball.
Oh, I know, I heard. I just wanted to watch a little.
A few of the other parents closed around.
What irresponsible person would let their car run loose in a park?
Oh, it's not running loose. I've taken good care of it. It's never hurt a soul.
ZZ was waiting impatiently at home plate. Hey, everybody, I just finished running the bases. Couldn't I get a little applause?
Well, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but we gotta get this car out of here. It's a menace and a danger and, well, kinda looks familiar. But I can't recall from where, so I don't trust it.
Dad, it's your old car. It's just been fixed up. Let it stay and watch the game. I drove inside it 100 times and I never got hurt.
Huh. Well, I guess it is my car.
Sorry, it's my car now. and he just wants to finish watching your daughter play baseball.
Well, all right, as long as you stay off the field.
There were a few grumbles from the crowd, but mostly everyone just wanted to get back to the game, especially the kids. It was a good game. Zach got a base hit and caught a fly ball. ZZ almost had a double play. Never mind her inside the park home run. But at the end of the day, they lost.
Ah, phooey. I can't believe we lost again. You two are like the only good players on the team.
Dad, that's not fair, said ZZ. We've just got a lot of young players and we're trying to get better. They were walking by Pintopio just then.
Hey, I thought you all played a great game. And I know there are no cars in baseball, but maybe we could just play a quick game?
Zach spoke up.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I don't know.
Please?
All right, Zach and ZZ. Just a quick little game. But little car, you better not drive anywhere near any of us.
Okay, I promise. I've got brand new brakes and rear view mirrors. I'll go slow and safe and I'll play by the rules, I promise.
Jalopo played catcher. Papaloo played pitcher. And Zach and ZZ were the two fielders. So Pintopio got the first chance to bat.
All right there, little car. See if you can hit Papaloo's famous poplar.
He spun his arm around three times fast and whoosh! The ball took off towards Pintopio, who casually swung open a door like a bat and crack! The baseball took off clean out of sight. Pintopio putted around the bases safe and sound.
All right, lucky hit. Now it's my turn to bat. Let's see what you got, old Pintopio.
Jalopo tossed a new baseball to Pintopio, who caught it on the hood and flipped it up to rest right where its windshield wipers were. Then, with a quick rev of its engines, a little spin, and a swipe of those windshield wipers, the ball was taking off as fast as lightning.
A strike one.
What? I didn't even see the ball.
Strike two. A strike three.
Huh?
A lot of the other kids and parents hadn't left yet, and they were starting to come back.
Wow, look at this. This car's playing baseball.
I wanted to pitch out of its tailpipe.
At that moment, a dog wearing a baseball cap with a big question mark on it came running into the park with a baseball in its mouth.
Huh?
Bleh. Who hit this baseball?
Oh, that was me.
I've been looking all over for this baseball. I knocked it out of the park a few weeks ago to win a ball game.
What?
No. It's Rover Clemens.
The first and best dog baseball player?
Yeah, we all know who Rover Clemens is, man. Ugh.
Yeah, it's me, Rover. Rover Clemens, someone just hit this ball all the way back into the My Stadium during a game, so I had to run it back here.
But what happened to the game?
Oh, I forgot about the game. Oh, well, we probably lost that one.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal your ball. It crashed through my windshield, and... Well, anyway, you can have it back now.
Have it back? Anyone who could hit a baseball that far needs to be a baseball player.
Whoa, Rover Clemens. I mean, you're amazing and everything, but there's no cars in baseball.
Well, before me, there was no dogs in baseball.
True, but...
And before Sandy Koufax machine, there were no inanimate objects in baseball.
Sandy Koufax machine?
The greatest baseball printer of all time?
Ugh, we all know who Sandy Koufax machine is. Ugh.
Well, I'm a little big for baseball. And I can sort of fly, which doesn't seem fair.
Huh? Barry Bonds has about 1,000 pounds on you. And Parrot Martinez has been flying around the baseball field for 10 years.
Barry Bonds?
And Parrot Martinez, the first...
Shh, we already know, come on. Well, listen, I see a squirrel now, so I gotta go. But, you should come to Wutzuck Stadium tomorrow. I'll talk to our manager and see if I can get you a tryout.
Rover Clemens ran off, and the whole crowd stood looking at Pintopio in awe. Hey, Pintopio? ZZ walked up to the car. I know, there's no cars in baseball. No, no, it's not that. I have a present for you. Or rather, you do. Huh? She climbed in Pintopio's back seat and reached under the cushion. She came out with a beat-up-looking what-socks hat. I was pretty sure I lost this down there, so, well, I guess you should have it now. She put the hat on top of Pintopio. Good luck tomorrow. Baseball teams don't normally do tryouts mid-season. But it seemed like by the time Pintopio and Jalapo got to that stadium, everyone in New What City was talking about them. Lots of people were gathered around the stadium. Some of them held signs that said, "No cars in baseball," or "Who could possibly think it'd be fair to have a car that can fly playing baseball?" But some people had nice signs that read, "Drive on, Pintopio," and "Break a tailpipe," and "There's a first time for everything." Pintopio slowly drove past that lady giraffe security guard, who gave him a little wink. "Good luck, little guy." And he putted straight out onto the field and right to home plate. The end. Wow. All the best men and women and animals and things and flying things all playing in the same league. I want to see that game. I'd like to thank Jacob for helping us make today's great story. Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, and Craig Martinson, who wrote my theme. And I'd like to give another shout out to kidslisten.org. You can go there or to kidslisten.org/members to find out about all these other great podcasts for kids. Give them a listen and tell them Mr. Eric sent you. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.
Cats and rabbits.